Troy Drayden, is it your birthday? Because you're about to get a wish. Ed Werder of ESPN has just filed that the Patriots are signing quarterback Tim Tebow and expect him to be in minicamp tomorrow. No joke. Just not a minute ago.
No.
While that was playing, while pre-recorded from another time and place, Troy Drayton was saying he wants to talk about Tebow, and I'm shooting him down. Ed Werder of ESPN reports that Tim Tebow is about to be a New England Patriot and will be at minicamp tomorrow. I'm about to quit football. I want to throw that out there. You know, last week, Bill Belichick, he kind of answered a story from a few weeks back. Let's start at that point. A few weeks back, Mike Silver of Yahoo Sports, in a story about Tebow, a very fair, by the way, story about Tebow, said that, you know, he had been told Bill Belichick hates Tim Tebow as a football player. Last week, Belichick, kind of out of left field, it was a couple weeks after that story, came out and said, that's not true at all. I don't know why that came out there. I don't hate him at all. And so everybody sort of started to joke, well, the Patriots should just sign Tebow, and then Belichick can prove that he doesn't hate Tebow as a player. And it has happened. So there you go. Ed Werder of ESPN reporting that the Patriots are signing Tim Tebow and expect him to be in minicamp tomorrow. Now, what'll be really interesting about this is if he has agreed to do something other than play quarterback. Because I think we're all at the point where even those of you who love Tim Tebow can accept that he's not an NFL quarterback. And obviously on that team, he's nothing close to an NFL quarterback because they've got arguably the best in the game. And I'm not saying he won't throw any passes. But maybe because it's the Patriots, because it's Belichick, Tebow has agreed to do something, you know, more in line with being a tight end or an H-back, a fullback, whatever, that he might not have been ready to do elsewhere. But nonetheless, Drayton,
but you think it might have something to do with the fact that, you know, Josh McDaniels is still the offense coordinator
Absolutely.
Up there, and, you know, he drafted him number one to Denver. So I can definitely see why, because, again, people are not going to be calling for Tebow. So I think that's one of the only places
that is true.
In the NFL where he won't get as much attention as if he would on another football team, because people will be calling for him if their quarterback is not playing well. I don't think anybody would be calling for Tim Tebow if their quarterback is not playing well, and that's Tom Brady, and Tom Brady plays pretty well every game. So, but it makes a lot of sense, and, you know, whether Belichick did it for that reason, who knows, but I guarantee you one thing. Belichick never signs you without a plan.
Oh, yeah. There's a plan. Be interesting to see if he makes the team. You know, obviously, we're a long way away from week one. But there you go. What do you think? Man. First thing that pops into your head when I tell you that the New England Patriots are signing Tim Tebow.
Well, I mean, that's just the Belichick way. That's the New England Patriots way. You go and you look at Abra Haynesworth. They took a chance on him, and Chad Johnson as well. All of those different guys to try to really come in there and stir it up and really get the guys to understanding that it takes a lot of work. And we haven't heard it, or nobody has ever denied that Tim Tebow does not go and he does not work and put in the work that it takes to, you know, potentially become a starting quarterback in the National Football League. We know his arm strength and all of that doesn't really fit, but Troy, I think you hit two important points about what Belichick really does. He's going to have a plan for you when you step on the football field. You just don't know what exactly it is. Now, you know, we and the system that they're running, you look at Tom Brady. You know, Brady didn't really throw many deep passes down the football field. It was a lot of now passes, things 3, 4, 5 yards down the field. That falls right into what Tim Tebow can do. But, Troy, the other thing that you hit on, they will not be calling for Tim Tebow to come into the football game, period. That's
because
the biggest point out of everything.
No, I don't think there's any doubt about it.
They won't call for him.
Ian Rappaport of NFL Network reports that it happened very quickly, this deal, all in the last 24 hours. So it's not something that had sort of been in play for a week or two. It all just came together in the last day or so. It's interesting. All the different 90 pundits.
90-man roster.
Exactly. All the different NFL pundits that I follow on Twitter are somewhat split. Some of them are already counting down to the Jets-Patriots game week 2. and a bunch of them are saying, hey, it's a free look during minicamp. They'll see what they've got, might as well get their hands on him as a coaching staff and make their own determination about him, and they don't expect him to last very long. Obviously, we'll see. I mean, this is at this point, everybody in Bristol, Connecticut is picking up and moving to Foxborough, Massachusetts, and everybody at the NFL Network is getting ready to invade that area. So there you go. Tim Tebow is going to be a New England Patriot, at least for some time, and we'll just see how long this whole thing goes out. Unless it's just a big joke by Ed Werder, which would be great, but I don't think that's the case at all. Again, just as our show was starting, Ed Werder of ESPN reporting the Patriots are signing Tim Tebow, and they do expect him to be at minicamp tomorrow. Who'd have thunk it?